This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time for an update now here on RNIB Connect Radio from Goalball UK, as they have just released their Impact and Progress report for 2024, highlighting some great achievements around participation, outreach and pathways for progression within Goalball UK, to name just a few. I'm delighted to say that Mark Winder, Chief Executive of Goalball UK, joins me now to share some of those great achievements in the sport during 2024. Hello, Mark, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, Toby. Nice for you to have us on. Thank you very much.
From having a quick look at your Impact and Progress report for 2024, it looks like 2024 was a great year for Goalball UK. And I wondered what might be, say, two or three highlights from the last year that really showcase how the sport has progressed during 2024.
Yeah, the first thing I'd like to highlight is the results of our annual survey. Our people are our most important people, because without our people, the sport wouldn't exist. And some of the highlights from there was that 92% this year had expressed satisfaction of all of our services. That's a 5% increase on 2023, so that's really pleasing. 95% of our members reported feeling welcomed at competitions. And again, I think that shows our commitment to fostering an inclusive and supportive atmosphere. Although we don't rest on our laurels, and myself and the board are already starting to ask questions about why did that 5% not enjoy and not feel welcomed. In addition to that, we achieved a net promoter score of 56%, and the benchmark for excellence is 50% on that. And again, it shows that our members are loyal to us, which we're incredibly proud of, and that they're willing to recommend our sport and our organisation to others. That's the first highlight. The second one is we're very keen to start working in partnerships. And during 2024, we released a skills resource that's been downloaded, I think, by over 80 schools now. And that is an online resource for teachers in mainstream school to be able to teach goalball, which is something that we often find is a challenge. And it was the process that I was most impressed by. It was a new way of working for the staff team, and it was challenging, but the resources that have come out are fantastic and making the sport accessible to even more people. And the third thing is our performance pathway. We've worked very hard with Sport England and UK Sport, and round about doubled the amount of funding as a result of that hard work for the LA cycle. So that's incredibly pleasing.
Sounds really exciting. And for those people who may not have heard or even come across goalball before, how would you sum up the sport in maybe just a couple of sentences?
In a couple of sentences. It's a three-a-side sport, team sport, designed specifically for people who are blind or partially sighted. The aim is to roll or throw or bounce an audible ball, which is 1.25 kilograms heavy, past your opposing team, and the goal that is 9 meters wide. It's probably better to read more to explain it in three sentences is a challenge, but it's, as I say, it's designed specifically for people who are blind or partially sighted, so it's a game that's for our people.
I would certainly encourage anyone who hasn't given goalball a go to maybe give it a go at the local club at one of the taster sessions. I had a go during the IFSA World Blind Games in Birmingham in 2023, and I was certainly put through my paces, but it was really good fun too. Mark, I believe on the 26th of February 2025, you are celebrating Goalball UK's 15th anniversary. I suspect that goalball has probably grown quite a lot over those last 15 years. And how might you be marking the anniversary?
We're marking in exactly the same way as we did our 10-year anniversary, with the launch of a new strategy, Empowering Our People strategy 20 to 25 and beyond. We're not putting a date on the end of it, because we don't know when it will be finished, and we believe it's the right way that we need to go. We'll focus on growing and developing players, growing and developing our workforce, providing high quality experiences to our people, creating and developing partnerships, like I've mentioned earlier, improving our organisational health to make us sustainable for the future, and raising awareness of the sport.
Finally, any thoughts around the Paralympic Games in LA in 2028? And could someone who maybe takes up goalball today, if they wanted to, be there in LA?
It would be a challenge, Toby. I've no doubt about that. It's a team sport, and it's a challenge to learn the rules and the techniques of the sport within 4 years. I think it would be doing our high performance teams a disservice to say that you'd managed to get into the team and shunt them off, but things are always possible. Our main focus at the moment are the European A's, which are in Pagliarati in the autumn, which is the first start really of the qualification towards LA. But qualification to LA will be a challenge. There are only 8 teams now in all of the team sport in the Paralympic Games. So when we're competing against teams that are on full-time programs, it's always going to be a challenge to get one of them slots.
Well, Mark, thank you very much indeed for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio for a look back on what sounds like a great year for Goalball UK.
Thank you, Toby. Anytime.